Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined now by Don Zimmer, who was a member of the Yankees coaching staff and vividly remembers everything from September 11th. Zim, do you remember where you were that day that it happened?
Yes. I left home, and I had to go down to Yankee Stadium early because some lady from New York was going to pick me up in the parking lot to take me down to Mickey Mantle's for an autograph session. So I pulled in. No. As I was entering the parking lot, I heard they said, breaking news, a Cessna hit the Twin Towers. That's a small plane. It was 2 minutes later, they said, whoop, it was a big plane, and they think it was terrorism. Now I don't know what to think. So I go into the parking lot, and a cop right away, who I knew, said a lady had called from New York and said she can't get out of New York and you can't get into New York City, that is, and to cancel the autograph session. In the meantime, I was parked in the parking lot and I seen all the people, not all of them, but a lot of people coming out of the front offices in the Yankee Stadium, and four or five of them were crying. And there was a ticket, a man took care of the tickets. His son was on the floor where they really got destroyed. And it was just chaos. And I got back in my car and drove home and watched television for 2 days.
Was it something, you've seen a lot of things in your life. Would you ever imagine that you'd ever see something like that happened in New York, a town that you'd spent so much of your life in?
No, actually, when they said a big plane, it was terrorism. I can remember before I pulled off of the Deegan Expressway, I seen smoke down in the city going up in the air, and then from there on, it was watching television, and you can't believe exactly what happened. Who would ever think something like that would happen?
Baseball is a special part of the American culture, and it was never more evident than that day and immediately afterwards, because you and Joe Torre and Derek Jeter and a lot of the Yankees found yourselves being asked to do something, to go down and talk to the rescue workers, talk to the families of the victims. What was that like? I got to imagine you're a baseball man. This isn't something that baseball people normally do, going to confront and help these folks. What was that like?
Well, you had to keep your composure so you didn't break down yourself. Everybody else was breaking down, and it was a tough situation. But we went down on a bus, and we went to different buildings. And the one building we went in, we had to wear those hats that workers wear, because of the debris, they were afraid that somebody would get hit with some kind of debris, and to see some of these people weeping and crying and this and that, it's something that you'll never forget, and you don't even know how to explain it, but we were there to see it.
I've heard Joe talk about it, Joe Torre talk about it in interviews, and he said that it was that healing power of baseball, and he explained Bernie Williams was there, and there was a woman who said, you just look like you need a hug.
Well, that's about you wanted to hug everybody, which you can't, but that's what you wanted to do, and it was just a very sad situation. And then the day we come back to play, the first game, of course, George Steinbrenner, you know, he was going to have it, everything perfect. The bald eagle come in, and that, what's his name, that sings Timon or something?
The tenor.
He was great. The whole situation, I think that was the right thing to do, and for people, some people, to get their minds off of what happened and go back to baseball.
Were you humbled that you were asked to be there to help not only the city heal, but the country heal, and they want Don Zimmer, the New York Yankees, these baseball people, to help fill that void, to try to soften the blow? Were you humbled that you were in that position, that here's a firefighter that might have lost his friend, and it's you that's helping him get past all that?
Well, there's no question. You would do anything they would ask you to do, and that's why we did it. And when you go down there and had to go through different, well, we went through the hospitals where some of them were banged up and so forth. And it was, they knew who we were. It's a shame that we didn't know who they were, but it was just a situation that you were glad to be a part of, the way it worked out.
That night, September 25th, the then Tampa Bay Devil Rays come in to play the New York Yankees. Like you said, Mr. Steinbrenner went all out to make sure that it was going to set the right tone. Is there something you remember about that night that sticks out in your head? There's snipers on the roof. They had the big flag from Ground Zero flying that was tattered. Extra security, extra policemen, extra wand searches and metal detectors. It wasn't baseball as we know it.
That's right. It was a very eerie feeling to see people up on rooftops and so forth. But that's the way it was, and that's what we put up with, and that's what you've seen. It was something that you'll never forget.
Standing there down the baselines with those firefighters and those heroes, and you're wearing their hat, that had to be something very powerful.
Yes, it was. You wish you could do more than just being a ball player and being there. You wish you could have done more. When is the game that one of them is going to throw out the first pitch? Is that tonight?
Yeah, they're going to be here actually on September 11th. They'll be throwing out the first pitch. Yeah, coming up on Sunday.
Sunday, I think he was one of the first ones that come to New York as a rescuer, and he's going to throw out the first pitch. Maybe I'll get to shake his hand.
Those guys really are true heroes. I mean, my son adores you. He looks up to Don Zimmer. But when you ask, if I ask you who the true heroes are, it's those guys, the men and women in uniform.
All baseball, us as baseball players, we're nothing compared to what they are, and what the servicemen are doing right now over in countries that you'd like for them all to be home, but they're not. They're the heroes. We're just ball players. We might be somebody's hero, but these are everybody's heroes.
Do you know why our game of baseball so special in this country? Because after that game on the 25th, you could go to a ball game again. You could cheer. It's okay to eat a hot dog and root for your team and boo somebody else. It really made America feel like America again. Why is that, that baseball has a special power that nothing else in this country does?
Well, they were talking about calling the games off, so many games off and this and that. But I think they did the right thing by getting it back in order to play as soon as possible, because I think that healed a lot of people. To get away from the eerie feeling of what happened and to go watch a baseball game and listen to a baseball game was something that was very important in the city of New York especially.
Zim, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.